Student protests on campuses around the nation have led to violent police crackdowns. So when pro-Palestine encampments sprung up on the UW-Madison and Milwaukee campuses, organizers and officials weren't sure what to expect. Here and Now reporter Marissa Wojcik talked with students and community members on both sides of the issue and has this report.
We have seen that the university has refused to take us seriously after months of protest, and so we are here to stay.
This week, protesters like Palestinian Americans Dalia Saba at UW-Madison and Amin Atta at UW-Milwaukee joined the broader campus movement to support Palestinians under siege in Gaza.
My people are suffering from a brutal bombardment that has lasted over 200 days, and they have full support from the American government. So here at UWM, what can we do? Our job is to focus on every space that we enter and pressure to divest from Israel and cut all ties to Israel.
Students at our university are extremely exhausted by the war, and they do not want to participate in the war. And they also want the administration to openly acknowledge their relationship to that war. Yeah, and I think that's completely reasonable.
Of the demands, students want the university to divest from companies that profit from selling weapons and equipment to Israel.
We're asking to know where our money is going, the money that we give this school, that the school makes off of us.
On Monday, the students put up tents in concurrence with campuses in other states and other countries.
The tents are a symbol. There are people in Gaza who have lost their entire belongings, their homes, their livelihoods. They are living in tents, and now they are being bombed in tents.
The tents also represent a breaking point for students.
It's interesting that we've only had the ear of the chancellor since the tents have been put up.
The encampment violates university policy, a sticking point for UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin, who initially refused to meet with students until the tents were taken down.
It's important to us that the focus is not on our right to protest or our right to be here. The focus should be on our message, and our message is to disclose the university's funds, to divest from companies that are funding the genocide, and for the chancellor to fully meet what our demands are. And we will not leave until we do that.
On Wednesday morning, the chancellor authorized three law enforcement agencies to dismantle the encampment at UW-Madison. And protesters resisted. More than two dozen students and faculty were arrested, popping Madison into national headlines. So far, UW-Milwaukee has not met the same fate.
With the rising tensions in combination with final season and all of that, it's really, you know, had our minds completely scrambled.
Students at the UW Hillel Foundation, a Jewish group on campus, take issue with the protesters' methods and their message.
These are people who have taken the administration hostage to a set of demands that are unreasonable and unmeetable by any stretch of the imagination. And so I understand why the chancellor might not want to meet them.
They have been screaming her name, saying, "Chancellor Mnuchin, you can't hide, we charge you with genocide." From her perspective, I would see that as a threat. She's a Jewish woman. All of these chants, anti-Semitic chants, they're also threats.
Hearing the word genocide, knowing how it correlates back to the Holocaust as Jewish students is very upsetting.
There are a number of Jewish students, faculty, and community members who stand with the protesters.
I am an Israeli-American, and I am very, very disturbed by the fact that both of my governments are supporting what is unquestionably a genocide currently against the Palestinian people.
For Esti Dener, tens of thousands of Gazans killed in the war is history repeating.
I'm the daughter of a Holocaust survivor who was also a Holocaust historian. And as I was growing up among people with numbers tattooed on their arms, the big question was, how could that happen with the whole world watching?
A core issue for many, no matter their background, is the question of whether anti-Zionism equates anti-Semitism.
That conflation of anti-Zionism or criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism is extremely dangerous.
I'm Jewish. I grew up in a Zionist family, and I took time unlearning a lot of what I learned growing up and reconciling what I had been told. And I truly believe that what is happening here, what's happening across the nation, across the world, in terms of standing in solidarity with Palestinians, is not anti-Semitic. In fact, it is holding so firm to our Jewish faith to leave the world a better place, to care for others.
It feels like in order to be what they consider a good Jew, you have to give up your beliefs of Israel and Zionism and support their cause fully. And it's hard to do that when we're hearing them chant these words that, again, may not meant to be harmful, but are.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with every slogan that is being chanted here, but when you make coalitions with other organizations, you have to accept that you will not agree with everyone.
Hours after police cleared the Madison encampment, new tents went up. By Thursday, a group of protesters met with UW-Madison officials. As more talks linger on the horizon, no one can yet say what will come out of the conversations.
I feel that the group of people who are out there in the encampment represent a small section of the population of 44,000 undergrad here. I believe that most people actually don't care that much.
If the university is dissatisfied with those demands, they can take it up with the values that they instilled in us.
For Here and Now, I'm Marissa Wojcik in Madison.